Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we unlock the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, best-selling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button, where we interview entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate investors that have found their passion and want to help you get past that next level so you can achieve the success that they do. And we've got an amazing individual here today, Samantha Bai. She is from the UK, but here's the cool thing. She found her passion, and her passion is taking people to the highest heights. Not necessarily in their business, but in the world, right? All the way to the top of the world. She's taken people mountaineering all the way up to 6,000 meters. For those of us in the US, that's over 18,000 feet. So it's an amazing opportunity here to meet Samantha. And Samantha, tell everybody a little bit about your background and how you found your passion.
Thank you for having me, Hugh. So I've been a mountaineer for 20 years. I was very fortunate that I got into expeditions here in the UK when I was a teenager. We did a program called the Duke of Edinburgh's Award as part of a extracurricular activity, and went mountaineering.
Wait. So did you choose that, or was it like
I chose?
You did it,
yes,
you did.
Given the opportunity, yeah, and. Okay. I've always been sporty, but I knew I had stamina, and I was always connected to nature. And again, like coming full circle, like nature connectedness is like a big thing that I didn't realize when I was younger, like playing in the fields and climbing trees and just being happy by the seaside, like really connecting to all of the elements. It sort of took me down that journey of like expeditioning. And when I was a teenager, when I hit 18, I did the highest level of the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And at the time, my instructor said, "I think you've got something. I'm putting you on." And at the end, as like an extra perk, he put me forward for my mountain leader training scholarship, which was really great because at the time, there wasn't many females that did that. And as always, we were just chatting before the podcast. Went in the UK, outdoor pursuits and outdoor education was not a proper job. And the peers at the time and the people that you respect, your parents, the people around you, said, you need to go and get a real job. So I did go and get the real job and did management, business management, corporate world. And I did my mountaineering, and I also did sailing expeditions in the evenings, like in the summertime, and also at the weekends or on my holiday time. So I kept all of my qualifications up to date. And cut a long story short, I got to the age of 22, I got to the highest point in my business career, and I was bored, was not fulfilled, I was not in a place where I was thriving anymore, and I just like, enough's enough, I need to leave, and completely changed everything. And this was during the economic crisis, and everyone was like, "What on earth are you doing? Like you've got a paid job, you've got this and that." I was like, "I'm not happy."
Benefits? You got benefits?
Yeah, not happy. And so I quit my job, didn't know what I was going to do. And I just thought, I know that I'm going to do something with my mountaineering or outdoor world. And 2 weeks later, I was leading a trip to Peru and Bolivia. And I've taken nearly 1,000, I think I was trying to work out the other day, taken quite a few thousand people on expeditions, from youth expeditions all the way through to adults. And I've done a lot of jungle expeditions in Madagascar and Borneo, as well as going up to high altitudes over in the Himalayas and the Karakoram, as well as in South America.
Not just Africa.
I've done a whole broad spectrum.
Like,
yes.
Boats, jungles, mountains. You got to be like, "I'm just an expeditioner." I think we need to change that. Like, I'm an expeditioner. You want to go anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
I can take you with your survival training through all the things. Because that's the big thing, right? Is it's not the easy part of just going. It's all the things that might happen, right?
And
as the leader, right, you having those plans and coming up with those plans. And, you know, like you said, you launched out of your corporate job and took that leap, which is huge because a lot of people don't do it. So those of you guys that heard that, type an L in the chat, right? Type that L in there for them so that she knows, right, that you're ready to leave. And then what if maybe in the future we all go on an expedition together? Because I love the turtles. I love going to Hawaii. Actually, I just booked a trip to South Africa. So we're going to be heading out there to do, you know, I always said I want to go on safari. So obviously this was meant to be here today. With everything. And so I just want you to sort of dive down, because there's people stuck at their jobs that are hearing that. Like, I heard that from my parents, right? Like, I was in IT, 9/11 happened, and I'm like, I'm going to leave. And my dad pretty much called me, you know, everything but a four-letter word. He's like, you're stupid. You got benefits. It's IT. There's all these things. And you're going to go leave to train real estate investors, right? Like, pre-internet, who knows that? Same with you. You leave to follow your passion.
Yeah.
What type of internal fortitude and courage did it take to go ahead and, you know, just not listen to your family? And they do it out of love, your friends trying to protect you. Like, what gave you that courage?
I think from an early age, like all of us are conditioned in our environments. And one thing that I have shared, like with all of my clients and all of the people in my communities and when I'm speaking, is that you have to really tune into your intuition and your gut instinct. And so many people forget about this because we think too much and we use the chimp, like the chimp comes through. And that gut instinct and that intuitive nature comes back to the hunter-gatherer age. And I would invite anyone that is feeling a little bit out of place or something's not quite fully aligning, really do some reflective practice of what are your values, what brings you joy, what lights you up. If you are someone that enjoys the festive season and like it feels like Christmas every day, like I am so privileged that I get to choose where I go in the world, who I spend my time with, and I get to create that adventure of a lifetime. And like with anyone like that is listening to your podcast, it's I talk about that the metaphorical mountain or the physical mountain in my mountain mindset approach that is in my book that's coming out in the spring. And it's very much about just really honing in to what does hirath mean. And hirath is community or sense of belonging. It's a Welsh word, so I'm actually English. If you spoke to a Scottish or Welsh person, they're very like very patriotic, but I usually say I'm British, but here I'm English. And hirath is a Welsh word which is really difficult to translate, but it means effectively sense of belonging and that community, but also living by purpose. It means a lot of different things, but that links strongly to that intuitive like feeling that we as humans sometimes forget we have.
Well, we all crave that, right? We all crave that. That's why people stay at their jobs. That's why people stay in unhappy situations, because it's that sense that I belong here. I don't know if I leave, right? So if we go back to, you said hunter-gatherer. At the hunter-gatherer time, right, if you left the tribe or you were exiled from the tribe, you were dead, right? That saber-tooth tiger is coming and eating you. You don't have everybody to help protect you.
No.
And now a lot of people still have that, and they're not willing to leave the tribe and chase that dream, that passion that's really burning a hole, you know, in them. And I was guilty. It took me 14 years to write my book, right? Yeah. And then became the Amazon bestseller. But like, and for you, right, I'm sure there was that time you were like, yeah, you listened to people, you went back at your job. So now here's a little, we're going to shift the conversation a little bit. So you guys here at the Launch Button, you know, we like to go deep with people, and we like to, you know, because some people have this mindset, Samantha, that, you know, it's life or death at their job, but it's really not. But on the side of a mountain, in a jungle, under the ocean, on a boat, it really could be life or death decisions, right? How do you remain calm in those situations? Because you have to have that calm voice to get the, you know, group or untrained group to move in a direction to do that? And is there a story you'd like to share about that or something?
Yeah, so I'd say it's about preparation and setting expectations. And in the expedition world or anything, like when we take lifestyle decisions as well, it's all about a matter of risk and like diverse risk assessment and being dynamic with that risk assessment. So there's been a couple of times on trips where we've had like a natural natural disaster, a storm or extreme flooding, and we've had to evacuate quite quickly. And it's all about a matter of tone and delivery. When I'm doing my preparations for trips, people have already been given an understanding and awareness that this is their plan, that we're going to be going from A to B to C, that we're going all the way up to the top of the mountain and like we're summiting, or we're going through this bit. However, we're working together as a group. And for anyone, it's setting those intentions that although individually people might have the summit at the top of their agenda, but two people get altitude sickness or someone breaks their ankle, then the whole group dynamic changes, the navigation of the destination we might have to retreat and go back to the base camp. There have been a couple of times where I've been able to summit with half the group, and thankfully I've had an expedition assistant or a porter or a part of the expedition team that have been able to take the injured parties down. But I would say the biggest extremity, which I really didn't truly understand until I was there in Vietnam, we were doing a hike and our camp, there was extreme flooding, like flash flooding. And I really understood what flash flooding was because it happened like that. And we just had to evacuate and it was like seconds. It wasn't even minutes. I was just like, everyone out. We need to go. We need to get to higher ground, and just left quite a lot of our stuff and just had to accept that like the tents would, like our shelter would be gone. So.
Okay. Amazing. Like I know it's my fault. I ran out of oxygen under the Great Barrier Reef because I was competitive and it was my first dive after being certified and I didn't know all the things, but the dive master was there, had the extra hose, you know, so that I could do it because I didn't want to be the first one to tap out halfway or quarter, right? Like, because that's just me being competitive. And I'm sure you've had some unique situations with people there. You said something very important. You said it's tone and preparation. Did I catch that right?
Yeah, and delivery. Yeah, tone, preparation and setting expectations, because if you set expectations that there is an element of fate, or not necessarily failure, but we might not get to the end destination, then people managing behaviors are much easier to navigate, because when you're emotionally drained, you're tired, you're physically tired, obviously moods heighten, and that's when group dynamics can really have a catastrophic effect in the life and death situation. And unfortunately, it's usually the men that I have to be really firm with, because it's that egotistical, natural, I'm doing this, and actually no, you're not, you need to come back, you need to listen to me.
I paid for this. I'm going to the top. I don't care if that person isn't. Yeah. I get that. You know, as I said,
I see it all the time.
I fully admit it. Like I did that at that point, but I think it's really important because it's not only just in mountaineering or the jungle or diving that these things happen. It happens in the work environment all the time. It happens as leaders. If you're not like, hey, this is our goal, but you know, we may have to do these other things or pivot along the way. You know, make slight changes and do those different things, which I see you have to do a lot on the mountainside, and it's just quick, right? It's like rapid, and then get that communication through the group.
Yeah.
Otherwise, as you said, it truly is life or death. It's like you get swiped away in the water, or you survive. Which do you choose, right? Like, so how do you remain? Because you know, people have said that you know, as the authoritative tone get a little deeper, people tend to listen to do that. And you know, that's more natural for guys, you know, as you're saying, guys and women are different, right? That's a little more natural for that. How do you convey that through your voice in those quick moments? Is there something you just have it or something you recognize?
I would say learned behaviors. So I was very fortunate, I had really strong leadership guidance from the training that I had within the UK, but also like in my 20s and 30s, I was very fortunate. I already had strong leadership skills in my corporate job, and I had a lot of respect, and I had learned along the ways like when to change your tone and pitch and convey those messages, and when you're like larking around and joking to, this is serious, guys, we need to like take action now.
did everybody on the podcast just hear that? She just dropped her tone. I don't know if you said it when she went, like, guys, this is serious. Like, her octave dropped. And that's what it is. And that makes a good podcast. That makes a good show. That makes a good leader. I don't know if you even realize you do it, because like, I think when you do it naturally now that you've been trained so much, you don't even realize. You're like, all right.
No.
Yeah, see what you did right there on the podcast.
See, again, like you're seeing my delivery, which is fab, because we've obviously just only met through Podapalooza. But I was, what you said earlier about just before we came on to risk, I wanted to share a little bit about like the importance for anyone that's listening as well, whether you haven't quite figured out what your purpose is, like understand what your why is. If you want to follow your dream, like find something that will strengthen your why, because it will make you take that action. And I know that I'm so glad I chose to leave my employed position as an expedition manager and planning all, because I was not happy. And then I thought, do you know what? I'm going to be the person that creates an inclusive environment, share my love of mountaineering with the world, and encourage other people to go into entrepreneurship or follow their dreams and passion. It doesn't have to be business, but you have to make that decision to strengthen your why. And my why is to get more people out adventuring and connecting to nature.
We're definitely going to help you do that, right? And so, you know, you guys on the Launch Button, you guys sort of know, a lot of you guys have the book, but in the book, we actually have exercises for them to go ahead and exactly what you said. And Samantha and I did not plan this. We just met, but there's exercises in there to help you find your passion, your why, if you haven't had it yet, because that's one of the biggest things that keeps you going when times are tough. It's always easy when things are good, but if you know when your times are tough that you're able to go ahead and do that and have that why and not let people steer you from that. Now, Samantha, you did say you're having a book come out, and yeah. I can't spell or do grammar, and I wrote the Launch Button book, so I got confidence in you because you're already ahead of me. Tell us a little bit about the book.
So my book is called Mountain Mindset and Me, and that's coming out on the 24th of April, 2024. Ahead of the game, just to come back, on the 11th of December, I have my podcast called Let's Move Mountains, which is all about adventure and being the change and really extrapolating, like following your dreams, understanding why it's important, like to be the change you want to see in the world. And that came out of writing my book effectively, because I thought I need to get my message out there. So my Mountain Mindset and Me book is more about like understanding what the difference is around the challenges we face day to day. And I talk about facing your fears, and when you embrace fear, what you see on the other side. And we go through different things, such as the physical mountain to the metaphorical mountain challenges that we face week on week, and active exercises that are proactive to get you from A to B and work through like your base camp all the way up to your mountain and out the other end to create sustainable healthy habits, but also really strong mindset techniques, because mountain mindset for me has been the game changer in my life, because as you and I probably hear all the time, people say you're so lucky that you get to do what you do, and the reality of it is you've worked hard or you've taken action steps to get you to the place where you have been today than people seeing you at this point.
100%, right? Everybody's like, oh, you're lucky, and it's like, no, you didn't see the struggle, right? Like any professional, they never see the struggle, they never see the practice, they never see behind the scenes. But guys, be on the lookout for that. What we'll do is in the show notes, we'll drop her book and her podcast in there. And who knows, maybe I'll get to be on her podcast in the future.
For you to come on my podcast.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to do that. We're going to get some information. And, you know, one of the things we talked about is our E-Fram, the Ohana, after the Hawaii model of including all the people. And I think there's good potential for us to talk more in the future and see how we can co-collaborate on stuff as we travel the world and do different things together. But you guys are right here. So if you enjoyed the podcast, you know, in the chat, go ahead and drop a big E in there, and we will see everybody soon. Remember, find your passion, find your way, like Samantha said. Your corporate job is great for some of you guys, but if you've got a passion or you want to find your passion, jump in, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to Samantha's new podcast when it hits. We'll put the links in there. Just go ahead, click the button below, and we'll see everybody soon. Everybody have a wonderful day. Go make your dreams happen. And remember, just take one more step. That's all you got to do to reach success. Keep going. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.